God.
God
gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Power of the Tongue. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Job 16:1. Then Job answered and said, I have heard many such things. Miserable comforters are you all. Shall vain words have an end? When are you ever going to shut up and get to the end? What emboldens you that you answer? I could speak like you do if your soul were in my soul's stead. You know, it helps us if we see somebody hurting, in pain, we ought to endeavor in our mind to put ourselves in their shoes and think, what would I want somebody to say to me if the tables were turned? What would help me? And if your soul were in my soul's stead, I could heap up words against you and shake my head at you like you're doing with me. Yeah, you must have missed it somewhere. Because I'm in trouble like you got. Y'all, your kids dying, a big storm, and your camels and your goats and your sheep and your cows stolen in a day. And here you are sitting sick, scraping yourself. You bound to messed up bad. Bad. You blew it somewhere. And he's saying, and how does that help me? If our places were swapped, I could come and preach at you and condemn you too. He said, but I wouldn't do it. Verse 5. I would strengthen you with my mouth, and the moving of my lips would assuage your grief. He said, I wouldn't do it. I would help you. I would say things that would strengthen you, and I would say things that would ease your pain and help your grief. You know, we believe in faith. We believe in victory. We believe in healing. We believe in prosperity, but we should believe more than anything in love, right? I know some years ago, some older ministers, acquaintances of mine, wonderful people, lovely people, they didn't come out of what you'd call word, faith circles, and so a lot of the things that you and I have talked about and heard, they didn't, but just had an amazing ministry. And the gifts of the Spirit and some other things, outstanding. Well, she got sick and stayed sick for a while and then went home to be with the Lord. And I saw him in a restaurant. This was 20 years ago. But I saw him in the restaurant and I came by to speak to him. And I told him I was sorry to hear about his wife going home. But thank God we know where she's at. He said, sit down with me just a minute. He's an elder, much older, and I did, and was endeavored to be respectful. And he said, you know, some of those students from that faith school come by to see me. I said, yes, sir. He said, they basically said that if she had had enough faith, she'd been healed. He looked at me with a tear in his eye. He said, that didn't help me. I said, I'm sorry. Brother so-and-so, I said, maybe they're just young kids acting ignorant when they should be keeping their mouth shut. I said, I know you're a man of faith. I know she's a woman of faith. And there's just a lot we don't know. And I apologize for them and best I could. But did you hear what he said? Did you hear what he said? What if it was that she was lacking in faith? Which I don't know if that was. I don't know what the case was. But what if it was? She's gone home to be with the Lord. Right? which is where all of us are looking forward to going. Right? And what we should be thinking, what should we be thinking? Help me out. What would help him? What could we say that he could hear that would strengthen him, that would help assuage his grief? And you know, until you have been where somebody is and you have overcome what they're dealing with, you need to be quiet about what somebody ought to do and how they could do this. Now, I've seen some of these folks that are so quick to holler, well, you should have believed God, and you should have done that, and you should have done this. And I mean, they can get a toe ache and cry half the night. I mean, pitiful. Just no faith. But they can sure tell everybody else what they ought to be doing. It's easy to talk. It's kind of like armchair quarterbacking. You know? I mean, you can kick and you can holler and you can go, why didn't you catch the ball? Why didn't you? It was right there. It was right there. All you had to do is close your little hands. Oh yeah, it's easy for you sitting up there in air conditioned comfort in your lazy boy with your glass of tea and holler about catching the ball. But what you don't know is that when he turned to catch the ball, those three fractured ribs he got last week was calling his name big time. And sun and sweat was in his eyes. And how many know it's a whole nother thing when you're out there on the field in the middle of it. So don't be telling people, well, if you had enough faith, or why didn't you do this, or why'd you put up with that? Well, what are you doing? And what have you done? And what have you overcome? Have you ever had what they had? Have you ever dealt with what they're dealing with? Because if you had and you overcome it, you know it was by the grace of God, and you'd be compassionate. And you'd be merciful. And you'd be kind. So the loudest, most judgmental people are also the people who've done nothing. But what should we be thinking about? What the scriptures say, don't let any corrupt thing, no hurtful thing come out of your mouth. But what? Only what is good to the use of building them up, that it would minister grace to the hearer. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Look in, we can just put this up on the screen. You don't necessarily have to look this up. But in Daniel, the 10th chapter, Daniel 10 and 12, you see such a clear picture of the power of words in this area. Daniel was fasting and seeking the Lord. And the Bible said that the angel came and appeared to Daniel, said to him, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that you did set your heart to understand and to chasten yourself before your God, your words were come, you were heard, and I am come, why? For your words. Is it so that angels move because of our words? That's a whole nother message, isn't it? Verse 13, he goes on to talk about what's going to happen and explains to him. And in verse 19, he said, O man greatly beloved, fear not, peace unto you. Be strong, yea, be strong. Now the angel is speaking words to him. If you read the previous, well, back up to verse 18. I may be moving too quick on this. Back up to verse 16. He said, one like the sons of men touched my lips, and when I opened my mouth, I spoke, and I said, my Lord, the vision, my sorrows are retained. I have no strength. When he saw this angel, he fell out, and he couldn't even raise his head. He couldn't even speak. And in verse 17, how can the servant of this, my Lord, talk with this, my Lord? For as me, straightway there remains no strength in me. There's no breath left in me. These are amazing beings, aren't they? And verse 18, then there came again and touched me one like the appearance of a man, and he strengthened me. Verse 19, he said, O man greatly beloved, fear not, peace be to you. Is he saying something to him? Is he saying something just to give him a positive reinforcement? Are these words are released to actually do what he's saying, to give him peace and to make him strong. And when he had spoken to me, I was strengthened. Everybody say that out loud. When he had spoken to me,
I was strengthened.
Say it again. When he had spoken to me,
I was strengthened.
Say it again. When he had spoken to me, I was strengthened. And he said, okay, now Lord, speak. You can talk to me now because you've strengthened me. He was able to raise his head up and get up and listen and breathe. Why? Because this word was spoken to him. Peace. Be strong. And it wasn't just information. It picked him up. The very words picked him up. Wouldn't it be good for people that had listened to you to be able to say, when you spoke to me, I was strengthened. I was getting weary. I felt like quitting. I was down. But when you spoke to me, it ministered grace to me. When you spoke to me, it helped me. It helped me. You won't get those kind of results saying everything that crosses your mind or telling everybody how you feel. Most of how you feel should never come out of your mouth. Now, come on, think about this. We need to ask ourselves, why am I telling them this? It was just so hard at work today. Whew, you know, and that old gal that works over there, she chewed me out. And man, that guy, he said this and he did this. Why are you telling them this? Why? Usually, you're either wanting them to feel sorry for you and pet you, which is the last thing your flesh needs. Flesh doesn't need to be petted. Flesh needs to be crucified. Or you're trying to impress them with what you said or did and wanting them to think big and much of you. And that's pride. That's ugly and just as bad. And a lot of times when you're telling somebody your problems, if you would just stop and think about it, you'd realize a lot of folks are just barely making it. They're struggling with their faith to deal with the stuff that they've got, and they just don't need to hear yours. Because they're not going to respond in faith. They barely got a half a nostril above water anyway, and they'll hear yours and they just go, oh Lord, it's that way everywhere. They don't need to hear your problems too, because it's not going to help them. It would just discourage them to hear. So you need to think about, what can I say to them that'll pick them up and help them? And again, it won't be what you're dealing with or what you're thinking and feeling. Selah. This is an important word today. I'm endeavoring to take my time and not miss things because there are pieces of this. We need all of them to go together. Do you believe that words can be spoken and the hearer be strengthened and quickened? Now, do you believe such words could come out of your mouth? Do you desire this? If you love people, you desire this. You want words to come out of your mouth that'll help them.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Power of the Tongue, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.